Muni Rabbosai, and welcome back to Torah Way. And continuing our discussions about Slichas, we've got only one more day of Slichas, and I think this year was the longest that it could possibly be. So the largest number of Slichas that it could possibly be. So the question is, and this happens to me, I think, come out every day, and that is that somehow from Shema Koleinu till the end, the Shliach Tzibur, and most of the Tzibur, managed to finish in record time.
I cannot keep up.
And I find...
What? Only your eye have got this.
No. And I think I'm getting old. What's wrong with me? You know, I cannot keep up. Right? They're all doing a Vayomer David HaGod, so Arachon V'chan HaChotosi, they got their arms down, and I'm still in the middle of Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu, whatever it is. What? In the middle of Hashamnu, whatever it is, yeah? I can't remember, I cannot keep up, yeah? So the question is that we have two passages towards the end which are written in Aramaic. You've got Moche Umase, Meimisim Chaya, and you've got Moran Divishmayo, which are towards the very end. And there is a halacha, which is that we do not say Tfilis in Nusach, we do not say them Bi'ichidus, correct? We do not say Tfilis, which are written in Aramaic, yeah, Bi'ichidus. Why? It's an old problem, yeah? There are various lashonos about that the malochim are not nizkokin to tefillahs which are in Aramaic. Some say they don't understand, some say they're not nizkokim, and there's one lashon somewhere which says something like they hate the language Aramaic. What's their problem with Aramaic? I do not know. I understand that they're madif, that they prefer lashon HaKodesh, that I understand. But that they don't like, yeah, so therefore, a tefillah b'tzibur doesn't need the malochim to bring the tefillahs up. A tefillah b'tzibur goes straight to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you don't need the malochim to be mala the tefillahs. And therefore, if it's a tefillah which is written in Loshna Kodesh, right? So it says as follows, that the tefillahs which are tefillahs which are b'yichidus, they need malochim to be mala the tefillahs. The malachim have the control over the windows, over the chaloinus in heaven. We learned last week in the slichas of Friday, Erev Shabbos, we said that there are shari shamayim, kaminyan, the word shamayim, 390 shari shamayim, and the malachim seem to have the control over the shari shamayim to allow the tefillahs through and to be mala the tefillahs. But they don't like the tefillahs of in Loshon Arami, and therefore tefillahs which are said in Loshon Arami are not said b'yichidus. Question is, so if they finished already the Kaddish after Slichas, and I'm still behind, and I'm saying, catching up, saying the last few of the Slichas, I'm going to end up saying Moche Amase, and Moran Divishmayo b'yichidus.
Is it called
b'yichidus?
Yeah. Maybe the tefillahs are still waiting till you finish.
Oh, okay. So there are various paskim.
What?
Okay. So Rabbi Yashiv says that as long as there's a minion present, even if they're no longer saying slichas, then you're okay. Yeah. What I've been doing, by the way, is you can cheat during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, but not before, is that I skip the last piyut, which is between Moche Amase and Moran Divishmayo. So I skip the Hebrew piyut, and I say Moche Amase with the Tibur, I say Moran Divishmayo, I'm still not finished in time, but then they say Kaddish, yeah, and then afterwards I can say that last piyut together with Shlomi Yisrael or wherever I'm up to. So therefore I'm only leaving some Hebrew over. But that's Lechatchila. All the Mephoshim say, not all the Mephoshim, there are some who say that if you've missed it, once the Shliach Tzibur has said, finish Kaddish Tiskabal, yeah, I haven't got, unfortunately I left my notes behind, but I'll tell you B'Leida tomorrow who it is, but there's one of the Poskim who says that once the Shliach Tzibur has finished Kaddish Tiskabal, you can no longer say the piyutim which are written in, Aramaic. Yeah, but the others say that some say that as long as the as long as there's a minion in shul, yeah, as long as there's still a minion around, then you can still catch up and you can still say those that are left over, isn't it?
On the two
from the book,
there's no one
can say. Oh, I was going to say that. Yeah, if you go to Simon, I think it's Kuf Yud Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, there are two Yukum Purukons which are written in Aramaic.
Yeah.
Yeah? And if you look in the Siddur, in the Siddur, it says that you don't say the first one, Beyichidus. Yeah? And the Mishnah Berurah, though, at there, in Siman Kuf Yudal, it says, Ein Oimrim Shum Yikur Polkon, which is mashma that you don't say both of them, which follows the rule that a tefillah which is said in Aramaic is not said by Yechidus. Why the Siddurim publish that you should only not say the first one and you can say the second one, I don't know. I think they say the other way around. They say you can say the first one because that's written in the third person, talking about the tibur and that sort of thing. But the ones that are written in the second person, they say you can't say.
Whatever it says, you can't. Start to the Tzoraway, Northwest on the Monday, Zion, Tishri, 29th of September. Reino Ravra, Benny Blau, Shlita. What am I doing sugar on? This Victoria has been sponsored by Leiru Nishmas, the Yosef Dovben, Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zichron Levrocha, devoted founder and organizer of Started in Torway, London, Golders Green. L'schus ha-shvim la-chaylim ba-milchamo, she-yachzu levoteim l'shalom b'mheiro.
Amen. Okay, good morning. Sorry, slightly late, Brent Street traffic. Okay, so what I'd like to speak about today is what exactly we know this Aseres made tshuva. We have a chiyuv to do tshuva every day, but especially during these days leading up to Yom Kippur. What exactly is one obligated to do tshuva on? Right? So generally we think, I don't know how much time we have, generally we think that tshuva is just on actions. Chas v'shalom, we do averus, we don't do mitzvahs, we have to do tshuva on that. However, it runs much, much deeper, as we are going to see today. I'll just start off with an anecdote. Somebody asked the Rosh Hashiva of Beis HaTalmud, Reb Leib Malin, the question which many of us have, which is, Yom Kippur, we do teshuva, and we think we're never ever going to do an Avera again, and we feel that we purify the Fnei Hashem Titoru, and how did we ever do that, and we have Charota and a Kabbalah ala bo, we're never going to do it again, and then a day after Yom Kippur, a week after Yom Kippur, a month after Yom Kippur, we're back to the same place that we were before, right? And the question is, why that happens? And Reb Leib Malin answered, he said, the reason is, because it's like, imagine you have an ill person, and this person has, unfortunately, a certain disease, and with that disease, you have various symptoms which come from that disease. And if a doctor only goes and cures the symptoms of that disease, all the side effects of that disease, doesn't actually tackle the root cause of the disease, then obviously it's understood that person will not get healed. And therefore, Reb Leib Malin would say, all the averus that we do, every single avera, comes from some deep-rooted midor ra, right? Some faulty characteristic which we have within ourselves, very often from birth, we are born with various midas, and therefore if we don't actually try and work out, first of all, analyze and introspect, what midas do our maisim come from? Why do we do the things that we do? Everything has a reason, right? So for example, why does a person speak Lashon Hara? A person speaks Lashon Hara because he wants to put down other people to bring himself up. Why does he want to bring himself up? Perhaps he lacks in self-esteem. Every single avira that we do, chas v'shalom, has some midah ra behind it. And therefore, Reb Leib Malin said that if you don't tackle the midah ra'is, obviously you can do teshuva on the maisim, but it's not actually going to cure the issue at hand. And that's why, unfortunately, we end up doing the same things that we have constantly been doing our whole life. So that's what I'd like to discuss today, this concept of teshuva on action, teshuva on maisim, and there's a separate concept of teshuva on midos roi. So the Rambam, if you look in number one, he says as follows, right at the beginning of Hilchus Teshuva. He says, Kol mitzvos sheba Torah, all the mitzvahs, bein asei, bein loisasei, im avar odom al achas mehen, bein bezodoin, bein bishkogah. If a person is over any of the mitzvahs, all the averos, when a person does teshuva and he comes back, he's yoshuv mechetoy, chayuv lehisvadois lifnei hakel baruch hu. He's mechuyuv, he's obligated to say vidui in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, by the way, many amadaic from this Rambam, that according to the Rambam, teshuva in itself is not a mitzvah per se, but rather the mitzvah is vidui, which comes when a person does teshuva, right? But other Rishonim argue and say teshuva in itself is a mitzvah, but that's not a discussion today. Carries on the Rambam, Shenemar ish o isho, kiyasu, and the pasuk carries on v'hisvadu eschatosim asheosu ze vidui dvar. That is vidui, and he finishes off vidui ze mitzvahs ase. Right, confessing, saying vidui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzvah of teshuvah. Okay, but the Ram clearly says teshuvah is for any avera or for any lack of doing a mitzvah. Comes along the Rambam in Perek Zayin, and he says as follows: Al toimar, one should not say she'ein teshuvah ela ma'averois sheyesh bahen ma'isa kegoin zanus v'gezel v'gneiva. Don't think that teshuvah is only on something which has an action, such as zanus or theft, robbery. Ela k'shem she'tzorich odom loshuv me'elu. The same way that a person is obligated to do teshuvah for his actions, kachu tzorich lechapes bedeyos roi sheyesh lo. So to a person has to be mechapes. He has to search for his midos rois veloshuv min hakas umin ha'eva umin hakino umin ha'hitul, to do teshuvah on the midos, on anger, on hatred, on jealousy, on frivolity, umirudifas hamomoin v'hakovoid, umirudifas hamacholos, running after money, running after food, ukeyetze behen min hakoil tzorich lachsoi b'tshuvah. He has to do teshuvah on everything. These aveirois are harder, midos are harder to do teshuvah on than action. When a person is swallowed up, right, or sunk into a midah, it's very, very hard to separate oneself from a midah. The ish oven machshavos, the rasha has to leave his derech, which means he has to leave his midorah. They say that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, used to say in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that changing even one midorah is harder than finishing the entire shas. Right? So changing a midorah, right? You know, that's not said in order that we should be miyayish, but rather we should appreciate it's not an easy task, but rather, no, it's a life's avoda changing a midah. It's not going to happen overnight, but a person is obligated to do teshuvah on his midos rois the same way that he's obligated to do teshuvah on his actions. Now, this poses the question: imagine the Rambam would write Hilchas Shabbos. He writes Hilchas Shabbos. I imagine he would start off Hilchas Shabbos saying, don't think that because it's hard to keep Shabbos and it's so hard for me to not be on my phone for 25 hours that you don't have to keep Shabbos, even though it's very, very difficult. You should know you still have to keep Shabbos. Like, don't think it's really, really hard not to have a cheeseburger, but lemaisa, you can't have boss of a cholof. Why is the Rambam saying, al toimar? Like, don't think that you may not have to do teshuvah on midos rois, even though it's kosher, it's very, very difficult. I'm telling you, you also have to do teshuvah on midos rois. Like, mi kora mai kosovar. Why does the Rambam think that you may have said that you don't have to do teshuvah on midos rois? That's question number one on the Rambam. Question number two. We read the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Teshuvah. The Rambam says, a person is obligated to do teshuvah on every mitzvah saseh, every mitzvah lois saseh. Now, if you've been through the Rambam and Hilchas Teshuvah, this is more or less the Seder HaDvarim. He starts off talking about Hilchas Teshuvah, the actual halachas, the parameters, how to do vidui. Then he goes on to things which are ma'akev Teshuvah. Certain things stop us from our Teshuvah being accepted. From, I think, Perek Hay, he starts talking about the greatness of Teshuvah. How great Teshuvah is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Shuvah Hashem, Shuvah Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alikecho, Shuvah Megas, Ad Kisei HaKovod, Pemokim Shebali Shuvah Oimdim. Shuvah is the greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And then suddenly in Perek Zion, the Rambam starts saying, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention something, there's also Teshuvah on Midos Rois. Why is he waiting to Perek Zion to talk about Teshuvah on Midos? Why didn't he mention it in Perek Aleph, where he talks about Teshuvah on Mais and Tithim? If he wants to add, there's another element of Teshuvah which is doing Teshuvah on our Midos, mention it in Perek Aleph, where he talks about Teshuvah. That's another question. A third question is, if you look in the Gemara in number 4, the Gemara in Saita says, it's a famous Gemara of Omer Reb Chama Bar Reb Chanina. It says in Pasuk, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. One has to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Asks the Gemara, V'chi efshloi la'odom lahalich achar shchina? Can a person possibly emulate, can a person follow the shchina? V'haloi kvar ne'emar, ki Hashem Elokeicha eish oichlohu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an all-consuming fire. You can't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Elo lahalich achar midoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah is to emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu malbish arumim, Dichsivayas Hashem Elikim Laodom Ule Ishtoi Kosnas Oru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Malbish Arumim, Af Ato Halbish Arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevaki Choylim by Avraham Avinu after his Milo, Af Ato Baki Choylim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Avelim, he was Menachem Yitzchok after Avraham Avinu dies. Havarach Elikim is Yitzchok, you should also be Nachem Avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim, Dichsiva Yikbar Oisei Bagai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, buried Moshe himself, Af Ato Kavar Mesim. Follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his ways. Now the question is, if there is a mitzvah of a holach bo bedrochov, or Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, I think it's 8 pesukim in the Torah which talk about following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why isn't that in itself one of the mitzvah assays that the Rambam talks about in Perek Aleph? The Rambam says a person has to do teshuvah on every mitzvah's assay and every mitzvah's lois assay. That would include the mitzvah of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that you have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Therefore, why does the Rambam have to wait till Perek Zion to go and say there's also tshuva on Midosh Rois? L'chorah, that should be included in Achrei Hashem Elokeichem. It should be included in all the mitzvahs that says. So if you look in the next Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos, a similar Gemara, but there's a difference. The Gemara says, the Tanya, Zeh keili va'anveil. We know that Klal Yisrael by Shira, by the Yam, said Zeh keili va'anveil. And famously, everyone knows, what do we learn out from Zeh keili va'anveil? His snoel of fun of the mitzvahs, right? You should beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'anveil when somebody does mitzvahs. Asei lefon of sukkanoe, v'lulav noe, v'shoifa noe, tzitzis noe. A person should have a nice sukkah, a nice set of dalad minim, shoifa, tzitzis, sefer Torah, etc., etc. Then he says, Abashol Oimel, end of the second line, Ve'anvehu Have Doimeloi. Be similar to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do we learn it from the word Ve'anvehu? Says Rashi, Ve'anvehu is Ani Vehu. Be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have Doimeloi. Emulate him. Mahu Chanun Verachum. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate, he's gracious. Af Ato Heye Chanun Verachum. You should also be gracious and compassionate. Two Gemaras, the Gemara in Masechta Soita and the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. And the Rambam in Hilchas Deos, in number 6, we won't go through the whole thing, but the Rambam says, if you look towards the end of the first paragraph, V'chayov odom lahanik atzmoy bohen v'lehi damos elof kefi koichoy. He paskins lahalocha. There is a mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with as much strength as possible. Obviously, we can't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have a mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways as much as is humanly possible. So it's halacha. And therefore, back to the question, why isn't that included in the mitzvah asay of the Rambam in Perek Aleph? Why do we need a separate halacha in Perek Zion to tell you that there's a mitzvah of teshuvah? That is mitzvah of tshuva on Midos Rois. So if you look in number 7, the Koich Ve'or. The Koich Ve'or is Itzla Petterburger, Itzla Blaser, famous Talmud of Yisrael Salanta. And he asks the question, right? If we go through it, apologies about the small font. But Gemara Omar, he brings the Gemara, Reb Chomaber, Reb Chanina, he brings both Gemaras. He's asking a different question now. Why do we need two Gemaras seemingly telling us the same thing? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Ein tam echol yoytze mishnei mikrois. We don't have two pasukim telling us the exact same thing. Therefore, there must be a difference. Therefore, he says as follows. V'hini, b'medrash, he brings a pasuk. Hadol d'chsiv, yoidia d'rochav l'moyshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maidia. He let his ways be known to Moshe. V'ali loisav, and his actions, livnei Yisrael. Says the medrash, midoisav v'ali loisav shal basav adam mu'uvasos hein. The midos and the actions of human beings are corrupt. Avo midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmonios hein. They are merciful. Shneim arachum v'chanan. Which means the pasuk says they are midosav v'ali loisav. And the koich v'or explains as follows. K'may begashmius. Kol pe'ulois ha'odom nimshachos mikoyach ivorei haguf. If I go and pick up this paper, I have a hand which has the potential to pick up the paper, and I went and picked it up. Hayodayim lasis melacha, haraglayim lehalich behen ukedoyme. You have your daim, you have raglayim. Says Rabbi Itzla, kein hu beruchnius. Kol hapeulois hatoivois oy hayrois nimshachos mikoyach hamidois oy koiches hanefesh. All the actions that we do, whether good or not good, come from deep-rooted koyach hamidois and koyches hanefesh. Come from our midois, the koyches that we have within us. Kinotua bekerev ha'odom ileido. A person has implanted within themselves from birth. Midois a koyches ruchnios, toivois a rois. He has good and bad tendencies and characteristics. Kemoi ha'rachamim v'achzori. Some people are naturally more merciful. Some people are naturally more achzori. Ha'boishes oyo'azus. Ho'anovo. Ha'gaivo. Ukedoimim. Everything we do is a result of what we are. Klolei shel dovor, kemoi begashmi ivori haguf apulos him shnei dvarim. In gashmius, I have a hand and I do an action. So too beruchnius, I have koiches, I have midos, and that leads to certain actions. But now he adds a caveat. Ulom, in the second column on the left, kemoi beivori haguf. If I have a hand, I don't have to pick up the paper if I don't want to. I decided to. K'may kein b'koiches ha'nefoshes. Eivorei ha'nefesh, haynu ha'koiches ha'toivois v'horois, ein machrichos esa odam ala pu'ulois. I may have chas v'sholem bad midos, or good midos. They don't actually force me to do an action with them. Ki ha'bechira chofshes b'yodah. Every person has free will. Even if a person is born with corrupt midos, because a person can go against his nature to overcome his yetzer, to do it the other way around. He gives an example. A person is born, he's naturally cold-hearted, he's stone-hearted. Because he can overcome his yetzer. He can say, no, I'm going to go and do tztoka and gemilis chasodim. The other way around as well. A person can have very good midos. He's not going to do anything with them. A person might be naturally very merciful and have midos harachamim. That does not necessarily mean that a person is going to go and look after needy people. Why? Sometimes you have opposing midos. You'll have reasons why you don't follow your natural yetzer. For example, he says, if a person is very stingy. So a person, like we have all experience, we're very, very merciful, right? Nebuch, this poor guy, but I can't part with my money. So you have these midos, right, clashing with each other. Tafriya asa odma shekreach harachim leithol pu'ulosi. And that's what the Medrash says. Zesha kasav a Medrash. Midoisov v'ali loisov shol bosav adom mu'uvosay sin. Koloimar, loilifi shikul adas. Right, ali lois are the pu'ulos, are the actions. Right, and that does not necessarily, right, correlate with a person's midois. Right, so a person can have good actions and bad midos. Good midos and bad actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both his pu'ulois, right, both midosov, aliloisov, are rachum v'chanan. Whereas human beings, they can have one and not the other. Therefore, What's Reb Itzler telling you? He carries on, right? I didn't print it here. But he says, that's what the two Gemaras are talking about. We asked the question, why do we need the Gemara in Masechta Sota telling us that you have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go and visit sick people and go and bury the dead? And another Gemara saying, Mahu Rachum V'chanun. Af'ato Rachum V'chanun. The reason is because they're two separate things. There's an inyan in your actions emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if your midas are telling you not to do that, be koivish es yitzroi and overcome your natural inclination and do the actions nevertheless, do the actions regardless. And there's another nakuda, which is a person has to try as best as possible to overcome his natural midas as well. Which means if he has bad midas, still do the action. But that's not the spitz, that's not the best thing we're supposed to do. What we're supposed to try and do is, besides for emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in action, we have to try and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in midos tovus, and try and over time to change our nature and to be more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another piece from Reb Osher Weiss, I won't go through it, but he brings a couple of beautiful just examples bringing this out. He brings from the Ksav Sofer, it says, Chiyomuch Ochicha Imoch, right? There's a mitzvah stalker. If your achicha, if your brother is poor, he says, imoch. What's imoch? Says the Ksav Sofer, because when a person asks you for money and he's poor, you're supposed to feel his pain. The reason why you're supposed to give him stocker is not because I really don't want to give him stocker, but what's that guy going to say? Or what's my name on the wall? You're supposed to feel that you are needy if he is needy. Right? He says, he brings a Gemara in Brochus. The Omri of Chinano Sabi Mishmei Derav. If you can ask for mercy on your friend and you don't, you are called a chayta. And then the Gemara says, you have to actually become ill over him. You have to feel his pain. Famous story of Rabbi Ariel Levina. He went to the doctor and he said, you know, our foot is hurting us, about his wife, right? You've got to actually, it's not just about a husband and a wife and about the god Lado. You're supposed to feel other people's pain. There's a story with Rav Yitzchok Huttner when he was very ill towards the end of his life. So one of his Talmidim came to visit him and Rizzo Kutner asked him, why are you here? So he said, I want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikucholim. So Rizzo Kutner said, I'm not your chesed project. Like, there's the door. Now, what did he mean to say? Like, don't come, when you do chesed to somebody, of course you're doing a mitzvah of bikur chayim. But your intent has to be debuch, this person's lying in bed, I want to help him, I want him to feel better. Right? You can have that in the back of your mind, you're doing a mitzvah as well, and you should have it. But the point is, chesed is supposed to be that you have to actually, it has to come from midos tovus, right? At least you have to try and make it come from midos tovus. So these are these two things. Now, if so, we can perhaps try and answer the questions which we started off with. Again, let's just recap. The Rambam in Perek Aleph talks about Kol mitzvah asei, the lois asei, a person is obligated to do teshuvah on all actions, whether not doing positive mitzvahs, chas v'sholem being over on averus, etc. And then why did he wait all the way till Perek Zayin to talk about midos rois? That was question number one. Question number two is, what's the hava amina? Why would you have thought that you don't have to actually go and do teshuvah on midos rois, especially as that is a chelek of the mitzvah of the halachta bedrachov? So perhaps we can say as follows. Perhaps we can say that in Pirik Aleph, the Rambam is talking about Maisim. We said, in emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two totally separate facets to the mitzvah of the halachta bedrachov. There's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maisim, there's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Midas. In Pirik Aleph, the Rambam is talking about, you have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. You have to do teshuva on your maisim. You have to do mitzvahs. Stay away from averis. V'chul. In Perek Zion, the Rambam is saying as follows. Don't think that teshuva is only on maisim. In other words, one may have thought, as we said, changing a middah is harder than finishing a whole shas. One may have thought the mitzvah of teshuva on Yom Kippur, or perhaps the segula of teshuva, that one can change themselves on Yom Kippur, which is perhaps why the Rambam talks about it in the Darugus HaTshuva, in the Maila of Teshuva. But perhaps one may have thought, it's only on action. I can't change myself. I can't change who I am. I was born like that. It's who I am. I'm naturally like that. comes along the Rambam in Pirik Zion and he says no. Don't think that Teshuvah is not on Midos Rois. It might be difficult. However, there's also an element of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mahu Rachum Af Ato Rachum. The Rambam is waiting till Pirik Zion, where he talks about the darugas of Teshuvah and how great Teshuvah is and how it changes a person and brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately that's what Teshuvah is. It means to return. It means to take away those barriers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to truly return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that segula of Teshuvah, that works on Midos Ra'os as well. He waits till Pirik Zion, where he's talking about the darugas of Teshuvah, to say that there's Teshuvah on Midos Ra'os as well. Now, I just want to finish off with a beautiful Pachad Yitzchok. If you go back to number 3, so the Pachad Yitzchok brings, says that the Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Mikvois, is as follows. I'll read out the Lashon. The Ayin Oid Rambam, number 3, Soif Mikvois. Hatumois v'ataharois gezeres hakosavhi. The whole concept of a person becomes Tommy, he goes to Mikvah, Pora Aduma, these are all chukim, we don't understand the reasons behind them. I'm going to mikveh, it's not understood why it works. Number 3, sorry, we've gone backwards. End of the second line. She'ein hatuma tit oit soya shetava. Tuma is not dirt which goes off in the water. Elo gezeres hakosavu. It's a choik. Va'af al pi kein remez yesh bedovar. He says there is a remez. Kishem sha'amechavin liboy letayr. When a person wants to become tohu. Kiven shetoval, a person is Tommy, he wants to become Tohar, he goes to mikveh, he becomes Tommy. He becomes Tohar. Va'afal pishloin is chadish begufay davar, even though nothing actually physically changed in his body, he just dipped in a mikveh. Kain, ha'mechaven liboy letayr metumas hanefoshois, if a person wants to purify himself from tumas hanefoshois, from tumah in his nefesh, which is what? Shehein machshoves Ha'ovoin v'deois ro'ois. The Rambam says these are bad deois, bad midois. And he brings his nefesh into mehadas ha'tor. Then the pasuk says v'zerakti aleichem ha'im tohum. It's like going into this ruchniyistik mikvah. Ask Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner, why does the Rambam talk about deois ro'ois? Why doesn't he talk about maisim ro'om when he compares it to a mikvah? He says something beautiful. He says, if a person does bad actions, Haverus, and he does teshuva, you see a difference. Till now, he was doing gezel, gneva, znus, etc. Now he's not doing it anymore. So you could see a difference. The analogy of a mikveh is, a person is Tommy, he goes into a mikveh, he comes out, you don't see any difference. But there's a difference inside. You don't see the external difference. Says Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, that's what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's saying that when a person purifies his deos rois, his midos, his characteristics, that is like going to a mikveh. You may not see it on the outside. It's a whole separate nekuda, besides for one's actions. One has to change his inside. One has to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Rachum v'Chanun. There's another whole approach to answer the Rambam. We'll run out of time. May we all be zeicha to do teshuva both on Maisim and on Midos and the Gemara Chasim Atei.
Shkoyach,
thank you.
Thank you.
Still see you getting wet.
Shkoyach, thank you. Thank you.
Come on in.
Thank you. Yeah, there's another whole Mahalach, but. Part two.
How's he feeling?
So powerful.
That's why it's more sense. So Mishmeres than Mishmeres. That's why the text maps, you have to make it door. You have to make down.